Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and welcome to this special event, Crossover Promotion Action Spectacular. It's all of those things. It's a Fantasy Pros show, but it's a Betting Pros show. It's back and forth. It is all things. And, of course, to help us go through the favorite picks for the NFL draft and try to make some money on it is, of course, Pat Fitzmaurice and Andrew Erickson. They're going to be joining me today, giving you some of their favorite bets for the NFL draft. And don't forget, the NFL draft is not just on the NFL networks and the big box places. No, no, no. It's here at Fantasy Pros. So if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. Join us live for the draft. You can even watch the draft like you do old school. Keep us on your tablet. Keep us on your device. Or if you're all over the place, just watch us because we're going to be fun. We're going to be breaking down the picks the way you care about them from a fantasy and wagering perspective all Thursday night long. Join us at 7 p.m. Eastern for the draft live. Ring the bell for notifications to be a part of it. And I know what you're going to say, but Joe, what about Friday night? We're going to be live Friday night too. That's right. We are just blowing it out. You get a draft special. You get a draft special. Everybody gets a draft special. Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Friday night, earlier start, 6 p.m. Eastern. Myself, the boys, special guests. Who knows what might happen? Fitzy, we're finally here. I know we've done a million thousand mock draft shows, a million thousand shows about the draft. I'm just happy the draft is here so we can talk about the guys in the teams that they're going to play for as opposed to nothing but theoretical potential.
Oh, really, Joe? I want another month of mock drafts and idle
speculation. All right, on to Erickson. Erickson, that's enough of Fitz here. Erickson, how do you feel about the NFL draft finally being here? You're a Patriots fan like me, so do you have that anxiousness that they're going to trade out like they always do?
No, because Bill Belichick is long gone. So I think we need to reset our mindset about the Patriots. It's fun because now we don't have to wait till like midnight for them to pick. For the first time, I can, you know, my parents will be awake. They'll be watching it because usually they would always fall asleep on the couch because the Patriots never pick until like 29 and then they trade out. It's super disappointing. But this year it's like, no, like prime time. I mean, the draft, does it start at 2? Does it start at 3? That's up for debate, but it should be a lot of fun as a Patriots fan.
All right. All jokes aside, Fitz, back to you here. Your Green Bay Packers will be on the clock a little later, so I don't know if Erickson's folks will stay up that late, but you want them to go secondary with that first pick? Is that what you're hoping for? Fingers crossed.
You know, I could get on board with either a cornerback or an offensive lineman, Joe. I just think given the history of Brian Gutekunst, it seems like he's more about the day two and day three offensive lineman. He likes to go a little later. So I think cornerback and maybe a high relative athletic score guy, because Gutekunst is all about the big relative athletic scores. I've got Nate Wiggins slotted in there in my mock, but
that would be nice.
We'll see.
All right. Well, we're going to see if we can make some cash, like I said. So the boys have compiled their favorite prop bets for the NFL draft. And again, if you want to bet with us, we have a contest right now. Download the Betting Pros app. Go to the groups, look for the NFL draft group, join it, because we're going to be doing some fun stuff there, some giveaways, some fun things going on there. So go check that out. If you haven't already downloaded the Betting Pros app, do it. Thor and I did this exercise last week on the Betting Pros channel. If you missed it, go to the Betting Pros YouTube channel. You can watch that show. Thor is one of the best when it comes to making money in the NFL draft, and he's been helping me do it for the last couple of years. So certainly he can help you as well. And Fitzy, we'll start with you here. Let's start with the first of your five bets for the NFL draft. What do you have?
I'm going to bet that the Minnesota Vikings select a quarterback with their first pick of the draft. That is -350 on DraftKings as of this morning. Not quite as appealing as it was a couple of days ago when I got it at -200 and quickly made that the largest of my three dozen or more draft bets. Yeah, I know it's not an ultra sharp plus money play. I'll try to give a few of those out a little later on, but I do like free money, and I'm convinced this is free money. I mean, the Vikings are completely pot committed to drafting a quarterback. By trading for the number 23 pick for the Texans, they now have the ammunition to move up, use their 11 pick, use that 23 pick, and go up and get the guy they want. For the Vikings to not draft a quarterback with this pick, things would have to go spectacularly wrong. This would have to be Wile E. Coyote opening a package from the Acme Corporation. And look, it's the Vikings. So, you know, things could go spectacularly wrong. Like, spectacular misfortune is the hallmark of this franchise. But it's really hard for me to envision a scenario where the Vikings do not take their quarterback. And even if things go wrong, inside the top five, six, whatever. Like they have fallback options at 11. You know, they could go a Michael Penix or a Bo Nix if they were forced to, but I'm convinced their first pick is going to be a quarterback.
So Fitzy going the Roth IRA style of just invest and make some money here. He's willing to put $350 on the line to win $100. And I don't disagree. There's a part of me, though, as the Loki of all things fantasy and gambling, that would love, love, love to see that not happen, only because I don't want to see you not make money. I just want to see the reaction of Thor Nystrom live on the show. That's what I, and you're going to want to see that, too. If they do not take a quarterback, what that looks like with Thor, that's going to be a fun time. Erickson, what are you looking for? NFL draft. Let's get one of your picks here for the wagering side of things.
Yeah. So I'm going to stick with the quarterback position. So I'm going to go total quarterbacks drafted in round one under 4.5 plus 270 over on FanDuel Sportsbook. Look, I'm just going to continue to fade the noise when it comes to Michael Penix, Bo Nix. Oh, these guys, they're round one quarterbacks. They're great. We love them. This happens every single year. The media always hypes up these subpar quarterbacks because team needs quarterback. Oh, Michael Penix is going to go 13th overall. Bo Nix is going to go in the top 20. Denver has to take Bo Nix with the 12th overall pick. I just don't see that playing out here. I'm just looking at the track record. Will Levis was looked at as a top 10 pick last year. He went to
not by me.
He went round two. Hendon Hooker, same thing. I fell hook, line, and sinker for Hendon Hooker last year. I was like, oh, he's going to be a round one pick. He's locked and loaded. He got drafted in round three. Malik Willis. Oh. Going to be a top 20 pick. When did Blake Wills get drafted? Day three? I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just think there's a clear tier drop after the top four quarterbacks with guys like a Michael Penix, who has an injury track record, older prospect. Bo Nix, also another older prospect coming from a more gimmicky offense in Oregon where he wasn't forced to throw the ball downfield. Like, it's really easy to poke holes. If I can poke holes in these two quarterbacks, and I know D-Bro and Thor have had their opinions about those players, especially on the Bo Nix side, not highest on Bo Nix. I'm just going to believe in the analysis that these guys aren't round one quarterbacks, and I get that quarterback is the most important position that boosts them up. But for me, it's not enough to boost them up into round one, just given the track record of the media overhyping these quarterbacks and the mocks overhyping these quarterbacks. So I'll take it plus 270. I'm going to, you know, I'm sticking to my brand. Andrew Anderson, under.
It's a good brand. By the way, I hate to break it to you, but you're a member of the media. I don't know if you realize that. I think
I'm not hyping them up. Know. It's not me.
I know, but you said the media, so I guess that's us too. Fitz, as the media icon that you are, let's get another pick of yours here for the NFL draft. What do you have?
I'm going to take Dallas Turner going over the draft position of pick 9.5. So I'm saying Turner goes 10th or later. It's minus 160 on DraftKings. As of Wednesday morning, there's one scenario where Turner goes top nine, and that's if the Atlanta Falcons take him at 8, effectively deciding that he is not only their favorite edge rusher, but the best defensive player in the draft, because I think it's going to be 1 through 7 offensive players without question. But there are multiple scenarios where Turner goes later than 9, and really he only has to go past 8, because there's no way he's going to go in the 9 spot. The Bears are either going to take Romo Dunze or they're going to trade out, in my opinion. First scenario, Falcons like another edge rusher more, and I think it's entirely possible that they like Leanu Latu more than they like Dallas Turner, maybe even Jared Verse more than Dallas Turner. Second scenario, Romo Dunze is still on the board at 8, and one or more teams offer trades to the Falcons to try to get him ahead of the Chicago Bears, who I think have interest in him at number 9, or some team makes a sweetheart offer to the Falcons to try to get ahead of the Jets to take Brock Bowers at number 8. So two trade possibilities there. And third scenario, the Falcons decide they want Romo Dunze for themselves. I mean, this is a guy who I think in probably most draft classes would be the wide receiver 1, because this is such a wide receiver rich draft, with Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers, extraordinary talents at the top of the wide receiver position. Odunze is just the consensus number 3. So wouldn't shock me at all if the Falcons decided to pair Romo Odunze with Drake London. So a lot of possible avenues to Dallas Turner falling past the Falcons at number 8. So I like 160 for Turner to go 10 or later.
All right, Erickson, let's get to you for another one of your picks for the NFL draft. What are you betting on?
I'm looking at the Los Angeles Rams, who actually have a first-round pick. It's going to be Sean McVay's first round pick. He's becoming the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams, and I think that means offense. I don't think he's going to let Les Snead pick a defensive player. Look, we need to replace Aaron Donald. No, let's get more weapons for Matthew Stafford. Let's load up. So plus 800 on BetMGM for the Rams' first position to be drafted at the wide receiver position. You look at Les Snead, his track record. The guy drafted Tavon Austin, 8th overall. He is not afraid to pull the trigger on a receiver. In recent drafts, Tutu Atwell, Van Jefferson were high-end second-round picks because Rams didn't have a first-round pick. So you have a track record of the GM investing in the wide receiver position. Cooper Kupp has been dealing with injuries. Obviously, Puka Nacua was a hit last year, but how long is Cooper Kupp going to be a top guy? So given that they should fall into that second tier of receivers, the A.D. Mitchell, Brian Thomas Jr., because they're picking at 19, or even Xavier Worthy, I think that those guys are strongly in play. So while everyone is like hyper-focused, or at least the betting market's hyper-focused on, oh, they got to replace Aaron Donald, no one man can replace Aaron Donald. It's impossible. So I think that the contrarian approach is, hey, this team wants to load up on offense. Sean McVay, stamp his approval on the offense, add weapons for Stafford. I like the long shot at plus 800.
What about Ladd McConkey? Would you put him in that grouping as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a matter of the medicals with him. Just because he's been kind of banged up as a smaller receiver. So, but again, it that tier, that after the big three, I do think the Rams could be the first one to pull a trigger on their flavor of choice.
Can you imagine the Rams having Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and Ladd McConkey?
I can. That's why I asked. That's why wow. I thought it would be a very fun thing. Now, can you get all of them on the field at the same time, Fitzy?
I mean,
that
Sean McVay could do it. Like, I'd actually have confidence that he could actually get it done.
Oh, I don't mean like, can you find a scheme? I mean, can you have them healthy? That's where I'm getting to. That's the bigger question. Is, you know, Puka Nacua was no stranger to injury in his college career either. Let's not forget that. So, I mean, just because last year worked out well does not mean that all of a sudden that injury bug.
So, Ladd McConkey, you are a Los Angeles Ram.
Well, I'm just saying, of all the guys you listed, I think McConkey's the most interesting for the Sean McVay system. I don't know if Fitz, do you agree or disagree with that?
I think so. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Sean McVay is going to find interesting ways to use Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, I just like saying Ladd McConkey at the end of the day. All right, let's go back to you, Fitzy, for another one of your selections here for the NFL draft. What do you have at number three?
First running back selected, Trey Benson of Florida State, plus 300. So you're getting 3-1 on this. Entirely possible that Jonathan Brooks is the first running back selected. And right now, Brooks is a minus 150 favorite to be the first running back off the board. But Brooks tore his ACL in mid-November of last year. Maybe he's good to go for training camp and week one. Maybe not. And there are some teams that desperately need immediate running back help. The Chargers, the Cowboys, the Raiders. Trey Benson is 216 pounds and ran a 4.39 40 at the combine and has pass catching ability. His prospect profile is not unlike that of Breece Hall a couple of years ago. And I'm not saying Benson is as good a prospect as Breece Hall, but he is basically the Breece Hall starter kit. And I also think it's probably less than a 50-50 chance that Benson is the first running back off the board. But I think it's close enough to 50-50 that plus 300 is good value.
All right. Erickson, you've got some feelings about the first running back to be selected, but it is not Trey Benson, spoiler alert.
No, I'm always going for the longer shot out. So I'm actually taking D-Bro's guy, Marshawn Lloyd from USC, to be the first running back drafted because his odds are by far the longest of anyone that I think has a legitimate shot of being the first running back drafted. Plus 1,400. On FanDuel Sportsbook for Marshawn Lloyd to be drafted and to be the first running back drafted. And for me, it's he's kind of checked off the boxes in terms of pre-draft cycle, Senior Bowl riser, like really great at the Senior Bowl, standout at the NFL Combine. So similar to what we've seen with Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback out of Toledo, like he checked off the boxes that people were wanting to then push him up the board. So I think Marshawn Lloyd has done that. He's tested really well. He's got size. He's got speed. The issue is like the fumbling thing, but if you look past that, it's like, okay, well, all these running backs are not really super great anyway. Let's just chase the upside with Marshawn Lloyd. Like we can see it with this guy being an upside play at the running back position. So for me, I just love the odds. I mean, at plus 1400 for, I think it's more of a 50-50 proposition between him and Trey Benson, Jonathan Brooks. Like someone might just prefer Marshawn Lloyd because he offers size and speed. And when you look at the connections he has to the NFL, but at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, also, the USC running backs coach, that's the running backs coach for the Los Angeles Chargers. So I know everyone's kind of putting Blake Corum as, oh, he's going to be the guy that gets drafted. Well, What if the USC coach is like, hey, no, we want Marshawn Lloyd. That's who we actually want to draft instead. And you look at the Chargers and Commanders loaded up with day two picks. So for me, I really like Marshawn Lloyd as the first running back draft, just especially given the odds.
What do you think about hedging there? Taking Benson with maybe some heavier units and then throwing maybe one unit on the long shot there of Lloyd. Do you think that approach might bear fruit?
I think so. I do, full transparency, the other one I made was on Blake Corum, but then that was at plus 1500. So like the ones I have are very long shot. And again, I would say it makes sense to go with Trey Benson too, but I just think that these running backs are all the same. So it's like, if anyone's going to give me like longer than 10 to 1 odds, I'll just take that guy and just see, okay, see how it kind of plays out.
Now I know you, myself, it's everybody, Thor's got their bets logged into Betting Pros too. So you can go and follow any of us over on Betting Pros also, which is a great system. If you want to see what some of the quote unquote experts are in on and wagering on, if you want to start making your betting card up, go ahead and do that. Again, just go to bettingpros.com/Joe/Erickson/Fitz, any of them, they'll take you right to that spot where you can just follow us. It's really easy on the app to do that. All right, let's go back to you for number four, Fitzy. What do you have for the NFL draft for the props to wager on?
The Cincinnati Bengals take a tight end with their first pick in the draft, plus 900 on DraftKings. So this is one of my favorite long shots. This would obviously be Brock Bowers, who I'm sort of obsessed with, truth be told. Didn't test at the combine or his pro day, but hey, who needs to test when you film a video of yourself doing a standing backflip? That's just statement made.
That's
as far
how
as
I
the,
got this job. That's
exactly.
Actually, you know, yeah.
Statement made about the athleticism of Brock Bowers. Clearly, the Bengals would not be able to get Brock Bowers sitting at number 18. They would have to engineer a trade up. But for the Bengals to move from 18 to 8 or 9 or maybe 11 or 12 if the Jets don't take Bowers, probably would not cost them a king's ransom. And think about what the Bengals offense could be if Joe Burrow was throwing to Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Brock Bowers. Defensive coordinators would have night terrors thinking about that and trying to deal with that. Last year, the Bengals tried to ham and egg it at tight end with Tanner Hudson, Drew Sample, and Irv Smith Jr. Cincinnati tight ends averaged 7.8 yards per catch, lowest in the league. And they've added Mike Gesicki, but come on, Mike Gesicki is not the answer to anyone's pass-catching tight end problem. So I'm throwing a dart, 9-1 odds that the Bengals will be smitten with the idea of trading up for Bowers, because I know I'm certainly smitten with that idea.
I do believe they should address the offensive line first, but I like the chaos. I'm here for it. I think it would be a good time. And I think we all know that's coming. I feel like it's been very quiet so far for the most part. You know, a couple, you know, little smaller moves here and there. You know, Zach Wilson getting traded the other day. Okay, yeah. Something tells me that there's going to be a lot more movement coming on Thursday night that we are not anticipating yet, and it's going to be a lively time. All right, back to you, Andrew, for number four on your picks here for the NFL draft.
Yeah, so sticking with the Brock Bowers theme, plus 135 for Brock Bowers to be a top 10 pick. I get that he's a tight end. Oh, we don't value him. You can't draft him this high. But the way I see it, and all the research I've done, that he's the number two pass catcher on most NFL teams' boards, behind only Marvin Harrison Jr. That's a top 10 pick in my estimate. And the teams that he's linked to, Chargers, Titans, Bears, Jets, all pick in the top 10. And if a team's going to get up to acquire him in a trade, they're going to have to leapfrog the Bears and the Jets, who both pick inside the top 10. So I don't think there's a scenario where Bowers gets drafted by a team that trades down from one of those teams I talked about. So I think for me, a plus money to be a top 10 pick, like when I'm looking at the odds for top 10 players, he's the most talented guy. So for me, I'm really feeling good about this one as Brock Bowers going inside the top 10, given all the teams that want him, given all the teams that would trade up to get him. I know the Colts have also been rumored. And if they're going to make that trade, they got to get inside the top 10 to take him.
Fitzy, that almost seems like a safer bet rather than trying to attach him to a specific team, trying to just attach him within the top 10 at plus money. That seems like a pretty good wager to me. What do you think about this one, Fitz?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I think it's good value. I do think he's going to be a top 10 pick. I mean, I'm trying to shoot the moon here, Joe. I'm trying to get you that juicy 9-1 payout. So,
well, you know, better, because you made me spend $350 to get $100 earlier. So you got to give me a little sexy here on the show.
The juicy Brock Bowers one that you could do, just have him pegged to a certain slot inside the top 10. So if you say Brock Bowers is going to be the 8th overall pick, you facilitate the trade with Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That's plus 5,000 for Brock Bowers to be the 8th overall pick. Like, so pick your spot within the top 10, right? Where is the longest shot for Brock Bowers to land? Okay, I think he's going to be top 10. And that's the way you could look at it. I know I've done that personally.
Andrew Erickson, you're a big protein guy. Let's get to your last egg here for the NFL draft.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Chiefs' position of first drafted player in the draft to be offensive line, not wide receiver. So this is at plus 140, and this is coming from a report from my guy Tony Pauline, who led me to Jahmyr Gibbs to be drafted by the Lions last year. So now I forever am grateful to Tony Pauline because he tipped me off on that. So in one of his latest reports, he talked about how the Chiefs are kind of locking in on BYU tackle Kingsley Sumatia at the 32nd overall pick. So I'm going with it. I believe Pauline's reporting, and it makes sense to me given that the Chiefs need an offensive tackle. Like, they need to address the opposite side on the offensive line. And I know that obviously the wide receiver position is all everyone's talking about, but given the depth at receiver versus the depth at offensive tackle when they're picking at 32, they feel pretty good about this guy. So you can either take Kingsley Sumatia to be a first round pick at plus 150, or you can just take the Chiefs to draft offensive lineman at plus 140.
Tony Pauline, friend of the show. We've had him on many times. Trust the good reporting when it comes to some of these things too. And of course, stay with us because there's also live betting going on too. So when the NFL draft comes around Thursday night at 7 p.m., we're going to be here breaking it down for fantasy, breaking it down for wagering, all of the above. We're also going to do a whole hour leading up to it with everybody's favorite bets too. We're going to have Thor, Erickson, everyone's going to be on there. D-Bro's going to be there. Fitzy's going to be there. He's going to be knocking around there. People are going to be in the chat. It's going to be live. It's going to be a party, and we want you to be here with us. So make sure if you haven't already subscribed to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel, make sure you ring the bell for notifications because we're going to be live on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, before the draft begins at 8. We're going to take you through, get you set up, get you game planned and prepped for all your wagers and also for all your Dynasty League and Rookie League drafts and, heck, even your 2024 redrafts because we all know these rookies are going to make a huge impact in 2024. And Friday, we'll be back to run it over again, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on the channel. So be with us. Join us. It's going to be the most fun you could possibly have on the NFL draft. Trust me, it's going to be a fantastic time and hopefully a profitable one, too. And don't forget to download the Betting Pros app and check out all of our amazing content at bettingpros.com for the NFL draft. We've got a lot of stuff up there. Get comfortable with it. Put your feet up. Start reading. Start making your wagers. And do it on the Betting Pros app. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Fitzy and Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Betting Pros podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Follow us on X and TikTok at Betting Pros and Instagram at Betting Pros NFL. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/bettingpros.